And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, how you been?
I've been well.
Okay, middle of summer, hot and dry, I guess, in your neck of the woods.
It has been, but we're approaching our monsoon season, so the rainy season is coming, and that will be very welcome. We have the driest 6 months in 117 years right now.
Okay, well, let's get right to it, Mickey, because we are continuing our profile of various countries, the mining environment for each. Among the countries that we've done so far, Brazil, Portugal. Last time out, we focused on Sweden, one of eight countries that you were in during your recent extensive road trip. You found that country to be very favorable for mining, one of the best in the world. This time we're looking at Finland, and this is a great time to take a look at that country, Mickey, because as you know, just over a week ago, a new mining act came into effect. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, your general overview of Finland. What have you found in your research? What are your impressions?
Well, I think most people would know that it's a Nordic country on the Scandinavian peninsula, bordered by Sweden on the northwest, Norway on the north, Russia on the east, and the Baltic Sea kind of on the south and west. It's the eighth largest country in the European Union, sparsely populated, as you would expect, because it's from 59 degrees to 71 degrees north, a little bit less than 5.5 million people. About a million of those are in Helsinki.
In our discussion about Sweden, Mickey, we talked about the heavy tax load that's in place in that country. What is the tax situation like in Finland? Did you find it also to be expensive in your experiences there?
Absolutely. It's a typical Northern European social welfare state, although the most recent election, the True Finns, which is sort of a conservative, perhaps even libertarian movement, garnered 20% of the vote. So it's starting to move away from the socialist state. It's very late to industrialization, mainly agrarian society until the 1950s. Has the number one rated educational system in the world. About one third of the people have college educations. That's only behind, I think, three countries, Canada, the U.S., and Japan. Typical also in a Scandinavian country, a low birth rate, average age is 42 years. They joined the euro in 2002. 86% of the country is forested taiga. It's the number one in the European Union in wood products, and it has little arable land, and for being as far north as, has a relatively temperate climate, except in the Lapland part, and that's subarctic.
Okay, and I diverse a little bit here, but I'm not sure if our listeners are not aware of this. You love fishing. I love fishing. This would be a great country for that. More than 180,000 lakes, I've read, Mickey. So you got a lot to choose from if you want to go put the line in the water in Finland.
Well, you most definitely do, and you will find that fish, and especially herring, is a very important part of the diet. Unfortunately, I was on a hurry-up trip, and I never got to put a line in the water.
Okay, next time out, perhaps. Let's talk about the mining sector of that country. Not a terribly large portion of the overall GDP. From what I've been led to believe, Mickey, the workforce for the entire industry, only about 3,500 people. Is that in the area that you found as well?
Yeah, that's about right, but it is home to some important mines. There are, as far as I can figure right now, about 9 or 10 operating mines. It has a very rich mining history starting in 1540. Some of the metals produced include nickel, copper, cobalt, zinc and lead, iron ore, chromite, gold. So it is a very well-endowed country, and people who are familiar with the mining industry will know about the company Outokumpu Oy, which is an integrated mining company with smelters, mining, metallurgy, and a very well-known technical services department that operates throughout the world. So the mining industry is not very especially big, but it is an important part of the economy.
Okay, well, let's talk now, Mickey, about the Mining Act that is now in place. What are the highlights of this act? What are your impressions of it? Is it mining-friendly? Are the regulations in place that will help to grow the industry further?
Well, I think so, and it goes back to the fact that it's a Finnish tradition. In fact, we talked a bit about this when we were talking about Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Prospecting is a tradition amongst the people. So in Finland, it's every man's right to have access to all land, public or private, for prospecting. You apply for a claim reservation, and that costs you 170 euros, and it can preserve, each one preserves for a year 900 hectares, which is a fairly large amount of ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you have every right to prospect that. After a year, you apply for an exploration license, which gives you a 2 to 5 year period to explore with reasonable fees a little bit to the government, some more, a little bit higher to the landowner, and you get a 3 year extension. At that point, you can apply for a mining permit if you can show that your project is technically and economically feasible.
Mm-hmm.
The only real problem I see is the claim exploration license process is very slow. It takes very long time to grant these, so you have the ground reserve, but you can end up in a dead time where you really can't do any work on it until they grant these things, and they are way behind in granting them. But the royalties are very reasonable, very similar to what Sweden have at 0.15% and $50 a hectare, so per year to the landowner. So all in all, it's very pro-mining, pro-exploration. One of the problems that Finland will have is there is year 2000, when just after they joined the European Union, there were wide swaths of northern Finland where a lot of the real prospective ground is became part of what are called Natura 2000 areas, and it was basically biological land grabs, if you will. So there can be some difficulty in developing projects or exploring projects within these Natura 2000 areas.
Okay.
But all in all, it's very favorable for mining. Corporate tax rate is reasonable at 26%, going with the usual Scandinavian taxation regime. You've got a VAT of 23%, but of course that's all refundable for exploration expenses. So wouldn't quite rate the country perhaps as good as Sweden, but I'll give them an A-.
Okay, what about the potential for exploration activity that is now underway in this country to lead to operating mines? Do you see a lot of opportunities there?
Absolutely. There's 41 projects active in the country right now, 19 for gold and some of the usual suspects, Agnico Eagle, Goldfields. It has a very strong base metal endowment, so we're looking at companies like Anglo American and Inmet and First Quantum. There are diamonds in the area.
Mm-hmm.
There is also strong potential for uranium and rare metals and iron, chromium, titanium, and industrial minerals. So it's typical Precambrian shield, and most of those areas in the world are very well endowed, including your home turf of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So the Geologic Survey has a huge database. Again, one of these countries where if you give up a project, you turn all the data over to them. They have co-op programs with explorers. One of the companies that I looked at was in Finland, and they have 15 geology students working for him, and they have one survey mapper from the Geologic Survey of Canada who is on loan. So all in all, it's a mining-friendly country, and they want to promote mining. So
okay, well,
all looks pretty good to me.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that note, Mickey. Next time out, we're going to take a look at another country in a much different part of the world.
That we will. I am on my way to South America tomorrow to my old stomping grounds in Peru. I spent Probably about 3 years total, working in Peru. Lived there half time for about that period, about 3 years. So I know the country well, and it has had some geopolitical turmoil lately. So, but we're going to delve into the mineral potential of Peru, how the mining laws act, and where I think potential is. And Peru's an interesting country because parts of it are very mining friendly and parts of it are not. So you kind of need to know where you're going.
All right. Sounds like you do know where you're going. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks, Mickey. Behave yourself down there.
Always, Rob.
Okay.
There may be a couple of Pisco Sour drink on the way, though.
Okay. All righty. Good stuff. Have a great trip, Mickey. We'll check with you in a couple of weeks. That is Mickey Fult, the mercenary geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.